Hi, this is Jenny White, the host of the Business Growth Podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs, business owners, and high-level executives to learn best practices, how to grow your business from a variety of different industries and verticals. Anyone and everyone can get knowledge from this show, and we're excited to have you here. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Jenny White with the Business Growth Podcast. I'm so excited to introduce you today to Chelsea Jones. She's the co-founder of Chelsea and Rachel Co., aka CNR Co. They're an agency that has accomplished incredible success. They're a women-owned agency. They are one of only three of the Shopify Plus partners, and they have some incredible stories to share with us. Chelsea is a heart-led leader. She connects with people immediately, and she has such an incredible knack of building brands into an authentic conversation with their customers. So I'm excited for what she's going to share with us today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a joy to be here.
Thank you. We were just having a quick conversation, and wow, I don't even know where to begin with where you are right now, where I think you're going to go. It's absolutely impressive. You know, you have an amazing backstory. And what I love about, you know, all the things that you've overcome is basically the level of excellence that you maintain yourself and your team, and the vision that you have for incorporating everybody into that, that culture. So I'd love if you'd like to get started by talking about sort of your agency and the culture and the Mindset Mondays and the things that you guys do intentionally that help to build your cohesive unit so that you can deliver absolutely outstanding results for your clients.
Oh yeah. I love that. I think, you know, agency life is not easy, but it's also such a joy when you can do it and do it well. And the way that we've kind of built our team and our culture is very diverse in nature. I welcome unique conversations and perspectives to the table, but I say like our vision is A+ players that do best in class work. We take brands from a JV to a varsity level online. And so what does that mean in tangible form is like we help brands that need strategy, design, and development in the Shopify ecosystem. And whether it's a migration or it's understanding the tech stack and helping them really solve those problems, we come at it from a collaborative nature. So I think what's unique about our team and what we've done with this diverse group of people that we have as an agency is really like provide perspective, but also teach as we go, so that we love coming alongside founders and CMOs and e-commerce directors that really just need extra support and collaboration as a team to take their company to the next level. And you know, what's fascinating about it, because yeah, with my personal story, I've been through some hard and stuff. So I do lead with heart. I believe in this new AI tech world, we are still humans talking to humans. So it's important that we understand that as we go into to look at business models. And all of these tech tools, and I love all the tech tools and probably invest in different things, but it's only as good as the thought process and the strategy behind it and the people that are implementing it. So I'm a big component and advocate for ethics in the AI space, for diverse conversations and more women in tech. And I really want to see a lot of that kind of growth as we lean into these new models of business that are happening right in front of us in this current landscape. So our staff meetings on Monday are called Mindset Mondays, because we want them to be something we're learning, something we're, reading, and something personal if you want to share it.
I love that. Yeah, the high tech, high touch is almost like old news. Now we're talking hacks and, you know, prompts and, you know, AI. Like it's absolutely incredible. But I totally agree with you about the fact that, you know, the customer experience. So it basically just goes all the way back down to like brass tacks of like experiential marketing almost, right? Where you are authentically taking somebody down a path. With an ethos behind it, with an intention behind it. And that is something that you guys as an agency can get behind. I'm sure you work with a lot of amazing clients. Cause I can already foresee, you know, like I can already foresee the ones that would not, attach themselves and the ones that really desperately would, right? Because it's gotta be so symbiotic. Like I know as an agency owner, you know, I know when we have fun with certain clients and we have that good synergy and that good energy, And it's great when that happens. And it's great when you get to a point where you can focus on building more of that and more, how to find more clients like that. And the fact that you do so much for your team and for your clients with like a high set of consciousness and intention, I think is like, you should be on lots of stages and talking to lots of women. And I'm sure you probably already do. But I think that that storytelling just for you and your brand is like, absolutely, we're starving to hear that.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's honestly like my passion and dream is I want brands to have more storytelling on it. I believe there is so much power in that. And that's what people remember. You can be in a session all day long learning all these tactical texts and stuff and take a bunch of notes. But what do people usually take away or really remember long term are the stories that impact them. And I think the same is how to understand and run this e-commerce space, right? We do a lot of storytelling with our brands. We want to keep that process simple. And we want like one of the main things we do with brands is take them through a tech audit and do a simplified tech stack scenario, because a lot of times things have been overcomplicated, right? We've gotten technical debt. We're all like busy. It's like builds on itself. And all of a sudden you're like, I need to like have a declutter and purge this, but you don't know how to do it without the right expertise or somebody that looks under the hood and really knows.
Wow.
That.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So yeah, technical audits and simplifying tech stacks. I mean, definitely brands at various, you know, stages of their scalability. In fact, I was at a meeting last night. We were talking about clunkiness and Shopify with over 50 SKUs and what happens to brands when they get like much bigger and the products expand. And we were talking about all of that and all of the solutions. And like, it depends on who on the team implemented what, and then where they're at, you know, 6 months down the line. So that's almost like something that I could foresee brands needing almost on an annual or biannual basis, is just like, hey, let's go look under the hood again and make sure is all this necessary, right? Is all this being productive?
Yeah. Cause most time it's not. Like, we all know this even in our own lives, right? Like, how many of us need to probably purge our closets or do different stuff, right? Like probably everyone. But it's the same case when it comes to technology and it comes to e-commerce growth. Like, a lot of times people just don't know different scenarios because there's so much noise happening. So when you can get a expert team of people to collaborate around it, then, you know, some more magic can happen and we can make bigger leaps leveraging the technology for the end goal, which is usually impact or selling more clients and having customers that are for a lifetime. Like, it's being really clear about the North Star that you're going and then reverse engineering that.
I love it. Chelsea's like, let me get in there, Marie Kondo out your tech stack. Like, does this bring you joy?
Right?
Does this widget bring you joy? Oh, that's funny.
Your code, just kidding.
That is awesome. Okay. So I do want to go a little bit more into the Shopify Plus partner, the women-owned business side. When did that happen?
Great question. So to be clear, there's about 350 Shopify Plus preferred partner agencies that are on the list. If you go to Shopify Plus and you look up, you know, preferred agencies in the world, we're one of three that are only women owned. So when I say that, I'm very proud of the fact that it's kind of a bro tech industry. And as women, a woman leader, I really wanted to bring more voice in that. And I also, it took us about 5 years to get certified as a Plus partner. Wow. Because we had to do so many builds and code revisions and different stuff. And then finally, like, you know, be the squeaky wheel with Shopify and be like, look, we are doing good work. We want to be on this list. And so when we finally got to that level, it's been kind of great to see like that possibility, but most people have no idea because Shopify has only been in existence, you know, 10, 15, like years. And in that space, like it's changed a lot. It went from, they had an expert list with a bazillion people on it. And now they just have like Plus partners that can build at that level and they refer to, but you know, it's just a lot of change in a short amount of time. And so people just don't know where to look. And as an agency owner, I will say I'm not the best at my own SEO and my own website updates because I'm busy building everyone else's.
Yeah.
So it's something that I need to improve on too. But I do think it's a powerful scenario to know who you're working with, that they can build at that level, because Shopify Plus is the enterprise level of Shopify. Mm-hmm. And it takes different knowledge and different experience to do well in that space.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd love to make some introductions for you too, for like maybe additional partnerships that you're at that caliber that you may already have, but I'm happy to introduce you to some cool people too. I think it's just, and you said the company is 9 years old now, right?
Yeah, almost 10, which is crazy. So 10 in January,
because we started. Because you were pregnant when you were starting it. So it's probably pretty easy to remember, because you know how old your kid is and you know how old your company is.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, my son turns 9 in 2 weeks. And yeah, I was pregnant when we started our company. And now it's like, okay, here we go. Yep. So that's exactly it.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. So were you the type that while you were pregnant, you were working all the way up until and then after? Or were you? Yeah, you were.
Okay. Yeah, I was. And okay. Partly... In my own journey and story, like I love the work I do because it's creative in my mind and I like helping people. Mm-hmm. So to me, work, it wasn't a burden when I was pregnant, and it was kind of a blessing. And actually, even to go deeper into my personal story, it was kind of an outlet for me because mm-hmm. I had to get out of an abusive relationship down the road that I didn't know at the time. So when I was pregnant and focusing on my work and things like that, it was really actually like life-giving
in survival. The
sense. Yeah. It gave me a little more focus and purpose. And fast forward, it also helped, like when I restarted with, I have two kids, when I restarted with them in, 3 years ago, it allowed me to actually be able to support my kids and myself, which is not the case with most domestic abuse survivors. And what does that look like as you kind of move forward? So I feel really grateful and blessed that that was the case and how I could actually use my talents for something that was bigger than myself. And at the same time, like, yeah, most people, like, you know, everyone's different, every pregnancy is different. But like, for me, work was a blessing while I was pregnant, because it allowed me to have new opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, one thing I've noticed that I do when I get into, when I'm distressed, or when I actually pour myself more into work, because it gives me that fulfillment. And it also, I think, just gets me away from, you know, the other things that are going on to some extent. But as I think, as we mature, we start to realize those patterns and that, you know, the other things that need to be addressed. And I know you've done a tremendous amount of healing on the personal side, which gives you the ability to be so dynamic and so empathetic with people and your team and the clients that you work with. I can just imagine how lucky your clients are to even get to work with you. They probably want you all the time. Are they like, does that happen where they're like, well, no, I want Chelsea to be there. Like, is that what happens?
Yeah, it sometimes happens, but I think, you know, I've got such a great team. It's been amazing to see some of the success they've done with it. And ultimately, like, I love to kind of come in at the early on and then middle and then like end launch scenarios. And so I'm very involved, but I love seeing our team shine. And my purpose is to really help like lean into them being even better. Yeah. But yeah, it's the work is the work, you know, like I think life, you know, people have gotten a bad rap of like, oh, work or burnout and stuff like this. Yeah. And yes, that happens. But if you can change your mindset on it and really lean into like doing the work and doing the healing and working on those things, like the leaps can be faster. Yeah. Like, and that's why I feel like I'm in a good place where I can talk about this so openly and transparently, because I have been doing a lot of the work and I believe in therapy and coaching. And I do think that people need to always be like, we heal together as humans, right? Like sometimes it takes talking it out, or it takes like even doing a work project that you can just do stuff, or going to the gym and punching on a punching bag, you know, cause you got to get your anger out. Like there's a lot of ways to do that, but the more we can lean into that and not be afraid of it, or, you know, intimidated, I think the better it becomes.
Well, I think you said it perfectly earlier. You were like, look, life is messy.
Yeah.
It just is. It is. And, you know, it's not always, you know, a bucket of sunshine for everybody. I mean, you know, everybody has a story. Everybody has an unfortunate experiences that happen in their lives. But, you know, one thing that I always go back to in marketing is the same thing that you were kind of hitting on, which is like, people don't remember what you said. They remember how you made them feel. And that's, I think, the basis of what marketing is now, and the gimmicky stuff, the cringy stuff, the this and that, right? Like the consumer is becoming so sophisticated that it's those things are being eschewed to the side. It's going to come down to really intelligent, smart, conscious, heartfelt people that are going to help build bigger brands and help them, you know, get over whatever obstacles are going to be coming up from the economy, from privacy, from whatever will be, which we know it's digital space and we know it's an ever moving target. Right. So Chelsea, how can people get in touch with you? Where should we go find you? How do you want them to follow this amazing woman down this path?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'd love to connect. ChelseaAndRachel.com is our website. And on there, we have a connect request that can sync with my calendar. So I would love to connect with any of you. You can also email Kaylee at ChelseaAndRachel.com, K-A-L-E-Y. The reason I say Kaylee and not my email is because honestly, I don't check my email that much.
For you.
So I prefer you to email Kaylee. I'm on Slack. I'm on LinkedIn, Chelsea Jones. And our hashtag Instagram is Chelsea and Rachel Co.
Awesome. And with one more minute, what types of brands should reach out to you? Where are they in their path so that they know, hey, you know what? This is a good solution for me.
Yeah. So I love talking to brands that have, that either are their problems that they need to solve are on their tech stack issues, on migration, or on design and development. So we're really good at crafting the story, helping them up-level their brand, recreating. Like, so we do two paths as a agency. We have a project model and retainer model. And the brands that we're really good at taking have already sold some or have an existing something, and now they want to take their brand from that JV to varsity level. Or they're new to world with a big like backing that they want to launch it outright, or they are a big enterprise migration that needs this looking at the Shopify Plus ecosystem, and we can really help up level that.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, folks. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's amazing. I can't wait to talk to you again. I definitely have people I want to refer to you. Thank you so much for spending time with me today and sharing your story. And you're just a ray of sunshine. You just like
thank you. Jenny, thank you so much. It was an honor being here and I love talking with you. And yeah, let's continue this for sure.
We will. We're gonna do it again for sure. Thank you again. See you guys.
Bye.